This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey, folks, it's Vince the Evil DM, the podfather of OSR podcasting, back with another episode or an RFI mini. This will be, number three, I believe? Been getting some nice feedback from some people about this show. They like the idea of me doing this solo and just bringing back RFI, just talking about Advanced Dungeons & Dragons itself. First edition, of course, because it is the king of Dungeons & Dragons. The best edition, the deadly edition. I thoroughly enjoy this. I always come back to Dungeons & Dragons all the time, especially AD&D, after a hiatus, or I want to switch games. It's kind of like my palate cleanser game, as I've probably explained in the past. But anyway, thank you for the feedback. Some people have left some negative feedback, saying this is an RFI. There's no Nick or Matt, though I've explained why and where those two are. Matt doesn't want to do it. Nick is no longer podcasting. But anyway. To those that are enjoying it, thank you very much, and you'll keep hearing more from me every couple of days. Not every day. I don't do these every day. I don't have time to do them every day. But you will get this podcast just like this, this type of format, here at theevildm.com. So, I was looking through the book again after the last show and reading through things, and another thing that came to mind was character class hit points and rolling the hit die, especially for multi-class, and how that's rolled. Now, I know there was a lot of dispute on when rolling up multi-class characters, how the hit points work, and if you roll each die for each class, and add the constitution bonus for each class, or you roll them both together and then add the constitution modifier at the end and then divide it in half based on, or threes, whatever, how many classes you have. It was a big debate. Many circles have decided back and forth how it should go. It does clarify it in the book. And the only reason why I'm bringing note of it, because last time I played with someone who was playing Rules as Written, there was a big argument in the group about how it should be done. And the DM who was running the game, named Michael, was trying to do his rules as written, but he couldn't find this rule. And this was many, many, many years ago. The guy was a jerk anyway, but many years ago. And Gary does point out when you do it, you roll the hit die or dice appropriate to the character class that you picked. Total the sum of dice rolled and adjust for a constitution. Divide the total by the character's class, 2 or 3, dropping the fractions under for half and above greater than the half. And that's how you get the hit points. Pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. I don't know why there's a massive confusion. I mean, I know back in the 80s, there was a lot of confusion because we didn't have access to the internet like we have now. Like, I remember I spent the whole summer one time looking for a class. Like I've probably said in the past, we didn't have internet. We had BBSs and things like that and dial-up. And, you know, we'd share locally. We'd go to our local gaming club. We'd go to the hobby shop. We had Waterloo in Long Island. I remember going there after schools. And, you know, that's the only source of information we had. We can write into Gary Gygax at, you know, Sage Advice. And essentially that wasn't him half the time, but with some other cool person working for TSR. But still, spoke on Gary's behalf. But it really is right here in the book, and it's probably a table that most people just overlook because they're not really paying attention to all these little various notes that Gary puts in here. Because he writes this book in Gygaxian, which is kind of like a tech manual almost, if you don't understand it. Now, I like the way the book is written. I like the way it's straightforward for me and pretty easy. But I know a lot of people have problems with it. They look at it and they think it's like a college paper. But that's the way he was used to writing. He wrote like that. And a lot of people followed that. Though they didn't, you know, he didn't make mistakes like other people. Palladium. They actually edited their stuff. Gary had professional work done on his stuff. And everything's here. It's just a matter of finding. And today with the PDFs out there and the scans, it's pretty easy to control find on a computer if you really need to look for something, as opposed to looking through a book and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and then having to make a decision. But this was going to be one of those short ones. Hopefully everybody can agree on this. Tell me what you think. Head over to theevildm.com. You can click the link there to email me. AskTheDM@TheEvilDM.com is my email address. Anchor.fm/TheEvilDM is where you can leave a voicemail to respond to me. You write on the app or right on the website, as long as you have a microphone. And you can support me by going to TheEvilDM.com/support or just go to Anchor.fm/TheEvilDM and there's a little support button there. You can just support me that way. Emails and comments encourage more episodes, so the more that you comment somewhat, anything, on Twitter, TheEvilDM, or on Facebook, The Evil Dungeon Master, you can check them out there and comment on these episodes and tell me what you think, or my website. And feedback is always appreciated because it always helps drive the podcasts, like we always said in the past. And if you have a chance, let's do it like old. Head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star, or give me a 5-star review, and I will read that review on the air. Remember when we used to do that? It was always Nick saying that. 5 stars. Anyway, I'm going to head out. Short one today. Keep it original, keep it old school, and remember, the book is just a guideline. Good night, everybody.